We corporealized. The screaming was mine. I was on all fours, shrieking my guts out at the broken grass beneath me. Dietz? Dietz! Jones's voice. Someone grabbed my helmet, pulled it clear. It was Jones, knees in the dirt beside me, a look of fear and concern on his face. I'd never seen him look so scared for anybody but himself. You okay? You come back okay? Show me your digits, Dietz. I held up both hands. Jones pulled me into a massive hug. I fell into him, still shaking hard.
That Dietz?
The CO said, and pulled Jones away and flashed a penlight in my eyes.
Name, rank, she said.
Dietz, private.
And where have you been, Private Dietz?
I don't know. We did fine, Jones said. You were great. All of us came back whole.
Prakash, I said.
Aw, you miss me?
Prakash said, pushing up her visor. She stood behind the CO, giving me a little half-smile.
It because I saved your ass on Mars?
What? I said.
Pretty sure it was Dietz who saved your ass, Jones said. That's enough chatter, Jones, the CO said.
The scroll of her heads-up display winked in her left eye.
Logistics wants to see Dietz. Dietz, you hear me? Intelligence and logistics will want to see you. They're sending people down now. Stay clear.
Jones moved away. Prakash pulled off her helmet. Two medics were checking the status of the platoon. A vehicle came down from base, carrying two science officers and a corporal.
Those ones, I figured, were for me.